There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Time to talk sports now with the former guardian of the sticks at the Fokkerbus Rocket football team, now head of sports at ARN, Chris McCarty. Very good morning to you.
A very good morning to you, Malcolm. I'm clearly moving up in the world.
Exactly. Now, we've got the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships, the men's version, on at the moment. What's the latest, please?
Yeah, quarterfinal day a little later today, Malcolm. It has been a week of shocks in many respects. We saw the number one seed, Grigor Dimitrov, the world number four, bowing out in that first round against the added number one, Malik Djezeri. And I guess that's the biggest story from yesterday. Malik Djezeri, the Tunisian, ranked 117 in the world. He's continued this fine run of form because he defeated the Dutchman last night. A man who's been in good form in recent weeks, Robin Haase, defeated him 7-6. 7-6. So Malik Djezeri will be into today's quarterfinals. He is due on court 5 p.m. local time. He'll be taking on the young, the exciting, the brash Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas. So that match from 5 p.m. Other matches to look forward to: Roberto Bautista Agut, the Spaniard, the number 3 seed this week. He'll be taking on the young Croat Borna Coric. Regular followers of tennis may recall that Coric beat Andy Murray in this event back in 2015 as an exciting 18-year-old. From 7 p.m, Yushi Sagita, he'll be taking on the number 2 seed, Luca Pui, who, of course, you've got to say, is probably now the favourite to take this title. And then not before 8:30, we are expecting Filip Krajinovic, the 7th seed from Serbia. He'll be taking on Evgeny Donskoy, the man, famously, that beat Roger Federer in the second round last year.
Hey, Chris, that's a bit like a foreign language to me. I didn't recognise any of those names virtually. Is this a change? Do you think this is a changing of the guard? Is this the names that in 3 or 4 years' time we'll be so used to? We will wonder where they were before.
Well, I can just tell you, Malcolm, I've been up since 6 a.m. pronouncing and practicing some of those surnames. But, yeah, I think let's be very transparent in all of this. There are a number of big names who are injured, the likes of Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray. They would have probably been here in Dubai whether they were fit. It's also worth pointing out that there is actually another event taking place over in Acapulco, the Mexico Open, and an awful lot of the big names have actually headed over there this year. The fact that it's close to the U.S., there's the hardcore swing coming up over there, so Dubai have had to get a little creative this year. They've brought in a number of young, exciting players, and we've been talking about this an awful lot over the past few weeks, that Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal, they cannot, Malcolm, keep going on. You know, time waits for no man, so this is very much the next generation. Great opportunity to see the likes of Borna Coric, the likes of Stefanos Tsitsipas. These are the future, and Dubai has tapped into that this year, but they're not household names yet. They will be one day. So it's a great opportunity to catch these guys in action. So really, it's just circumstance that has kind of forced the hand, if you will, of the organisers. That being said, it's been a cracking week thus far, and given that Malik Djezeri, the Arab number one, is still in the tournament, there's a lot of intrigue surrounding it.
Morning, Chris. Richard here.
Good morning, Rich.
Let's talk about soccer, in particular Arsene Wenger. His future is the big talking point in European football at the moment. He lost, his team lost the cup final on Sunday to Manchester City, but they didn't just lose, they didn't compete, they were just blown away. And for many people, the final straw should have come some time ago, but this is the final straw.
Absolutely, yeah. I think Arsene Wenger is on his last life, if you will. If he was a cat, then I think he's on his ninth life, because right now Arsenal are digressing. They're going backwards, Rich. You follow football, I know, very closely, and they really are. They're a poor side right now. They're leaderless, they're rudderless, and I think it all has to... The buck stops with Arsene Wenger. Yes, the players need to take a little bit more responsibility, and there's certainly one or two, but in fact there's probably five or six that are not performing to what they can. Huge night for Arsenal this evening. They'll take on Manchester City in a repeat of that cup final. That match, incidentally, you can hear live and exclusive on Dubai 103.8, so if you're in your cars late this evening, then make sure to keep it locked on this station. But listen, regardless whether they win or lose, knowing Arsenal, they might even get a result tonight. That's the way the peaks and troughs, but it's coming to an end. Arsene Wenger is a dead man walking. 21 years at that football club, you can never take that away from him, Richard. And in his first decade, I mean, my goodness, he revolutionised English football. I read an article this week that Pep Guardiola is doing what Arsene Wenger did 15 years or so ago, but he's so far behind now in the times as Arsene Wenger, and I think his time will be coming to an end this summer.
I think that's a charitable view. I think you'd have to say that Thierry Henry and Patrick Vieira perhaps reinvented English football when he first arrived. Those were his sort of wild cards when they first came in. I mean, the smart money is on Wenger leaving at the end of the season, but do you think he'll last that long?
I do. I think there's an awful lot of goodwill and an awful lot of respect in that football club for Arsene Wenger. So if he is to leave, I think it will be at the end of the season. It would be an absolute monumental shock to me if Arsene Wenger was to part ways mid-season. You know, what are we? We're now into March, so only a couple of months left of the season. But they're just, it seems inevitable now that there will be a parting of ways. The fans themselves, there's an awful lot more, I feel, in the Wenger out brigade than there is in the Wenger in brigade. And you mentioned Patrick Vieira and Thierry Henry there, Malcolm. It was Arsene Wenger that brought them to English football. It was he that put an awful lot of trust in them as young men. So I think he deserves an awful lot of respect and an awful lot of, I guess, goodwill on that front. But that is run low. It's almost empty. The tank is almost empty. And I think it would be better for everyone if he did move on come the end of the season.
Well, we had a good result for Spurs last night against Rochdale. 6-1 in the FA Cup replay. I don't know whether you were watching that one or not. It would have been middle of the night, I guess.
I stayed up for it. Of course I did, Malcolm. It was 11:45 kickoff. And Rochdale good. First 45 minutes, it was one apiece, and then in a snow blizzard over there in London, they were blown away in that second half. A 12-minute hat-trick from Fernando Llorente. So Tottenham 6, Rochdale 1. Spurs will now take on Swansea in the quarterfinals of the Emirates FA Cup. They'll head down to Swansea, the Liberty Stadium, for that tie in a couple of weeks' time.
Very quickly, cricket. We've got the Pakistan Super League is continuing. What are the highlights for you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm enjoying this one, Rich. I've been keeping a close eye on it. It was a victory last night in Game 9 down in Sharjah, the first match down in Sharjah. All eight thus far have been held at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. It was a win for KP, Kevin Peterson's Quetta Gladiators. They beat the Islamabad United by 6 wickets. The real story thus far, though, the Karachi Kings, 3 matches, 3 wins, so they stand at the top of the pile. If you've not headed on down to watch a PSL match, I implore you to do so. There's numerous matches over the coming few weeks. Fantastic fare, doesn't take long, it's a T20 event, and there are some of the biggest names in world cricket here competing. So we're going to pop on down next week once the tennis is over. And just very quickly as well, Rich, big kudos to Ben Stokes, man of the match yesterday, 63 not out, got 2 wickets as well. England levelling up their series against New Zealand.
Chris McCarty is head of sports here at the Arabian Radio Network, and of course the host of Sports Tonight. We always enjoy talking to you, Chris. Have a great weekend.
Great stuff, thanks Rich.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.